This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The federal government says about 16,000 Alaskans have signed up for health insurance on healthcare.gov since open enrollment began November 15th. That's about 3,000 more than signed up during the initial six-month open enrollment period. Half of them are renewals. Regional Health and Human Services Director Susan Johnson says 16,000 is huge.
We've almost doubled the numbers from last month to now, so it seems very strong to me. It's not a best-kept secret. I think the on-the-ground navigators and assisters are out and about doing work, and people are showing up and wanting to get covered.
Enroll Alaska is also pleased with the number of Alaskans it's signed up for health insurance during this enrollment period, 1,300. Operations manager Amy Crocker says about three-fourths of those enrollments are renewals. She says the numbers likely would be higher, except for some federal and insurance company administrative glitches. For example, Crocker says a batch of enrollments from November didn't make it to the insurers until December 31st.
Right now, we're spending a lot of time administratively trying to make sure that the clients that we have assisted have their plans in place. We don't want to take on too much and not be able to help those people that we promised those services to.
Both Crocker and Susan Johnson expect the pace of enrollments to pick up as the deadline of February 5th approaches. After that, you can sign up for health insurance only if you have a big life change, like a new job. The federal government says 90% of applicants qualify for subsidies. Still, Crocker says rising insurance costs have caused sticker shock for some. She says instead of buying insurance, some customers have opted to pay the tax penalty instead. For the 2014 tax year, that will be $95 or 1% of yearly income, whichever is higher. Northern Dynasty, the company that owns the proposed Pebble Mine, is bolstering its financing as it looks for a new partner. The company announced Tuesday that it has raised $13 million by selling private shares to investors. Northern Dynasty is in a legal and regulatory fight over the project, though it has not yet submitted permit applications. Fishermen and native groups in the Bristol Bay area say the gold and copper mine is a threat to the region's water quality and to salmon runs. Sam Cotton's name is the only one the boards of fisheries and game sent to Governor Bill Walker as prospective commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, or DF&G. None of the three other candidates were even interviewed. Cotton was born in Juneau, and he's a former Speaker of the House. As acting commissioner of DF&G, he says he's working with staff on the budget. Cotton says other funding sources may help soften the severity of budget cuts caused by low oil prices.
All departments are looking at a couple different levels. We've submitted a 5% and an 8% reduction in general fund expenditures to the Office of Management and Budget. So I think all departments have done that. We're trying to figure out how best to deal with that. We have some opportunities with federal funds and with some other fish and game funds. And so we're going to deal with it, and we'll do our best to adapt to whatever the final budget numbers are.
If Walker submits Cotton's name to the legislature, his appointment is subject to a confirmation vote by a majority vote of lawmakers during a joint session, likely in April. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.